You are listening to Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind. This is a series of 15 short programmes where ordinary Limerick people from a variety of backgrounds and occupations tell us about what they think of third level students.
Hi, yeah, my name is Adrian Spellman. Yes, I was born in Limerick, originally from Ennis. I've lived in Ennis all my life, but I've been living in Limerick for the past 5 years or so. I'm the head chef in the restaurant. I'm married with 4 children, married for 12 years now, and my eldest lad is 11 and I have a baby 9 months, so kept going, you know. I went to catering college in Galway RTC, way back in the mid-80s, and did a 2-year course there, and yeah, I really enjoyed it. Well, it was my first time away from home, really. I was a young 16-year-old lad, and, you know, a bit of freedom, because I used to work weekends and things, so I had money in my pocket, and, I mean, student life was, the time I spent there was really good. I really enjoyed it.
How long have you been working in the canteen here in Mary Immaculate College?
This is my second year here. I've been working with the company over just about 18 months now. I start work at 7:30 in the morning. I check my orders in, get breakfast underway. We have to be ready for 8:15 for breakfast. And breakfast will go right to 11:15, 11:30. And then we get ready for lunch, and lunch is pretty busy. We serve about 1,200 students a day. And lunch is good, and then we serve food all throughout the day. Then we kind of do snack items in the afternoon. We also have a deli bar and a juice bar running as well. So I'm responsible for all food production. It's pretty hectic, yeah. I've been working in the catering industry. I've been a chef all my life, and for 23 years. So if I don't like it by now, I'll never like it, I suppose.
Is it different working with students as opposed to working with, say, in a normal restaurant? Or
Not so much different. People are people, you know what I mean? And I suppose that their wants would be slightly different. It's down to monetary value as well, and their pocket and that type of thing, and their students, and they're getting on the ladder. Like, so from that point of view, you mean, there's not much difference, you know what I mean? They still need to eat and they still have discerning palates. 99% of the students are excellent. I mean, they're very courteous. You know, I get on well with the students. They're a good bunch of people, and you know, they're there, you mean, to learn, and we hope to kind of help them along on that and give them nice food. At least it makes that a bit easier on them.
Would you yourself have much interaction with students?
I know some of them now by name. We would always try and talk to the students, and you know, we would always like to hear their feedback, or you know, to try get them to try new things, new tastes and new flavors and things. I think students on the whole have a good reputation. Without young people, generally, I mean, a society wouldn't function, because it wouldn't go forward. You'll always have students, and I think they do play an important role in Irish society.
You always hear these stories in the press about drinking and about nights out. And do you think that gives students a bad name, or is that just a media thing, or do people think that in general?
I think it's probably a generalisation, you know, but I know from my own background as a student, like, I mean, students enjoy themselves because, as I say, it's probably their first time away from home, and they have their first bit of freedom, and after that wears off, after the novelty wears off, after about 6 months or so, you know what I mean, students do settle down.
How do you think the student population contributes to the city?
Financially speaking, I think they contribute a lot, because they're living off campus, and they're contributing, I think, a great deal to the city of Limerick. I think that the likes of UL, LIT, Mary I, they've put Limerick on the map in terms of a college point of view. Like, I mean, we have a very good centre of colleges in such a small area, really. I mean, the radius of Limerick isn't that big, and to have all those colleges, it's really, really good. I think because there's young people, it's always going to be more vibrant, you know, and, you know, a city that doesn't have a college or doesn't have a good university and a good number of colleges, I mean, it's going to be a bit more stagnant, it's going to be a bit more kind of quieter. Whereas when students get into town and that kind of thing, it brightens the place up and people seem to be enjoying themselves more because of the interaction with the younger people.
Do you think there's any bad parts from this or any drawbacks of the fact that there are so many students or there's such a high proportion of students in the city?
Possibly from the point of view of accommodation things, and I know UL have had some sort of accommodation set up to have apartments and things. There probably could be a lot more. I think probably accommodation would be a big thing, driving up the prices, and it's just difficult to get nice accommodation because, you know, it's quite expensive. Me personally, I've never had a bad experience with a student. I've always had comments, maybe not to my liking, but, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and if there is an issue with food or with service, that we would try and combat that. And like, I mean, we do sit on the food forum in the college here, and we try and, I mean, constantly trying to change things and trying to improve things all the time and that sort of thing. But me personally, I've never had a nasty student. Most students are courteous. They're just looking to get something to eat. And I suppose they have a lot of pressure with, you know, having to study for exams. And I'm sure sometimes that they're probably in their own little zone type of thing from the point of view of, you know, they're probably coming out of the library or something or whatever it is and probably wouldn't have time to talk or, you know, whereas we're kind of working on a day-to-day basis, we see the students all the time. But they are very courteous and they do appreciate if you make the effort, you know, to talk to them or to, you mean, to produce something that they'd like, they do appreciate it. Although they mightn't say it all the time, but I know they do appreciate it, you know. Well, I'm very happy where I am at, where I'm working at the moment. Working with students, I wouldn't say there's a whole difference. People are people, and where I get my enjoyment is that when people are satisfied and they have a nice meal, they have a nice experience. I think, you know, for example, where we work is they call it the canteen. I'd like to see it called the restaurant, and people take more of a personal enjoyment in actually coming to eat as opposed to just getting fed, just to fill up. And it's a challenge for me to try and get that across to students that we're moving into an area where it's going to change from the canteen to a restaurant, and they'll see it evolve, and that's going to be really exciting. And I think the students will appreciate that in the long term, you know.
And have you any closing comments for students, say in Mary Immaculate College, as regards your own work? Anything you'd like them to do?
Well, I think if the students are listening, that they haven't visited the canteen, I say a restaurant, but if they haven't visited the student restaurant recently, that they should give it a visit and taste the food and see what we have to offer, because I think they'll be pleasantly surprised. And if they have any comments, if they'd like to make, you know, if they have special dishes, for example, that maybe foreign students that they don't get their own home-cooked food, if they had any recipes, that we would be glad to produce those recipes and, you know, work with them and give them something, some of their own flavours and things. I think more interaction between the kitchen and the students would be great.
Close Encounters of a Third Level Kind was produced and edited by Anya Lyne and Cian Henniger. This programme was funded by Wired FM and the BCI Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.